This is Jim Petzer, your host on Authentic News, right here on RBN for 20 September 2023. We begin with more about what happened at the UN. Zelensky sought to cancel Russia, asking why Russian terrorists have a place at the table of the UN. Frankly, rather absurd, given that Russia was a founding member of the United Nations and a member of the National Security Council. Zero Hedge writes, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is trying to use his visit to the UN in New York to get Russia canceled from the International Assembly. He questioned how it is that Russian terrorists have a seat at the UN. The question I would say is, how can you have a slimeball like Zelensky addressing the General Assembly? He's many kinds of a Herbert and as corrupt as they come. He also warned Russia is poised to expand the war beyond Ukraine, an assertion with no evidence, absolutely none whatsoever. Putin made it very clear in his magisterial statement on the 24th of February last year why Russia was conducting a special military operation into Ukraine. There was a threat of a massive onslaught on the Donbass, where since the coup that took place in 2014 to the tune of $5 billion, your dollars, my dollars, orchestrated by Victoria Nuland, the neo-Nazi government had been shelling the people of the Donbass regularly with artillery and now prepared to launch an all-out assault. Putin intervened to prevent it. Also, of course, we had the ongoing threats of Ukraine becoming a part of NATO, which would have been as unacceptable as, say, Russia having bases at our southern border. Though I gotta say, what's going on at our southern border is perhaps even worse, because we have an actual ongoing invasion. If in the United Nations there's a place for Russian terrorists, Zelensky said, it's a question to all the members of the United Nations. Except that, of course, Russia doesn't hold just any UN seat, but it's a permanent member of the UN Security Council and exercises veto power in that capacity over the UN Security Council's most important resolutions and major decisions. He was going all out to take advantage of the propagandistic occasion afforded here. Zelensky made the comments on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly when he visited a hospital in Staten Island, treating some 18 wounded Ukrainian soldiers. He's long more the UN is hostage to Russian policy. As for his General Assembly speech, given before 140 nations, and after Biden spoke earlier, he went on to verbally attack Russia, giving comments in English. The goal of the present war against Ukraine is to turn our land, our people, our lives, our resources into a weapon against you, against the international rules-based order. He laid out Russia's weaponizing essentials for survival like food and energy. Well, it's a war, but I think the case can be made that the reason why this hasn't been terminated in a more direct fashion, when Russia most certainly had the capacity to do it, is they wanted to minimize civilian casualties. And contrary to the argument I mentioned before of a colleague of mine who thinks that Putin may be beholden to Zionist interests, I say he's doing a pretty damn good job of denying them access to Ukraine as the new Israel. I do not see how the Zionists can be happy with Vladimir Putin, whom I continue to regard as the only true statesman astride the world stage today. Zero Hedge, another piece. Zelensky disappointed? Biden's lackluster UN speech only briefly focused on Ukraine. At times, mumbling and stumbling through the words on the teleprompter, as has become the norm, President Joe Biden Tuesday addressed the UN General Assembly, speaking for a little over 25 minutes. He has vowed to stay the course in terms of support for Ukraine for as long as it takes. But interestingly, he spent a mere 1 minute on the Ukraine war at a moment when the counteroffensive is widely viewed as having failed. I would say failed badly, failed miserably. If we abandon the core principles of the UN to appease an aggressor, can any member state in this body feel confident that are protected? If you allow Ukraine to be carved up, is the independence of any nation secure, he asked rhetorically. Carved up, of course, means that Russia may only want the Donbass, Crimea, and access to the ports along the Black Sea. That may be the extent of their acquisitive ambitions. So I think that when Zelensky come in and argues that Russia is going to expand, that if we don't stop Russia now, or Americans who say, you know, absurd things like, if we don't, we fight them there so we don't have to fight them here, that's really nonsense. It has no warrant or justification whatsoever. Meanwhile, Robert Malone, a MD, who's a very clear thinker, has on his website a report. The EU imposes their censorship on all of us. Who in the EU gets to decide what can and cannot be said online? In a well-written article in Euronews, Dr. Norman Lewis writes, the EU needs to let the court of public opinion decide what is truth, information, or disinformation. For that, we need more free speech, more freedom. Certainly not the Censorious Digital Services Act. A specter is haunting Europe, not of communism, but of state censorship. In the name of fighting disinformation, the European Commission, through its Digital Service Act, is about to fundamentally alter what can be said or shared on the Internet, the public square of the 21st century. The DSA passed last year. This major provision will come into force next month as a law ostensibly aimed at regulating big tech's control over online content. Many people have embraced it. Investigative journalist Julia Angwin expressed this well in a piece in the New York Times, where she welcomed this bold experiment as the most extensive effort toward checking the power of big tech. For the first time, tech platforms will have to be responsive to the public in myriad ways, she claimed. However, the DSA has little to do with public responsiveness or accountability. No European citizen has voted for it, indeed, even had the opportunity to debate it. The DSA has been designed to be solely responsive to the needs of the unelected European Commission and those to whom they are responsible. As Sir Karl Popper, the great British philosopher, observed, open debate and free discussion is our most successful method to discovering the truth. We should challenge positions, not passively accept them. And he's 100% right. One of the problems I anticipated when the Department of Homeland Security was created and consolidated some 35 different governmental agencies into a single behemoth, that it was now going to mean there was only one voice on matters of intelligence, that of the DHS. Heretofore, there had been any number of separate and independent voices. And it's well known to experts in the field that when you have small groups that are competing with one another to discover the truth, the probability of its discovery is greatly increased. Really, we've taken measures that are counterproductive if we're interested in discovering the truth, but highly productive if it's to impose a monolithic point of view upon the entire population, where the EU now seems to be coming aboard with its own agenda to further that goal. Meanwhile, fears of a full-scale war increase as Azerbaijan launches military action to disarm Armenians. This is a very, very complicated situation here involving Turkey, Armenia, and Azerbaijan. Here's this report. Azerbaijan's launched what it called an anti-terrorist operation targeting Armenian military positions in the Nagorno-Karabakh region, sparking fears of a full-scale war. The Azerbaijan Defense Ministry announced the start of the operation hours after four soldiers and two civilians died in landmine explosions in the region, which is disputed by Azerbaijan and Armenia. Officials in the capital this morning reported heavy artillery fire on the outskirts of the city. Well, late reports coming in suggest Russia has been able to defuse the situation. I shall have more to report tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Daily Wire has, to me as a former military officer, a fascinating report about a missing F-35. I mean, this is like the most expensive fighter aircraft ever developed by the United States. $120 million apiece, perhaps even more. They've now located debris from the fighter that crashed over South Carolina. When they claimed it was missing and asked for the public's report, I thought it was absurd. It turns out, yes, it's an F-15, not 30. Well, it's a 35, I think. This is absolutely incredible. Here we have the report. F-35s often will have the radar cross-section modified when they're flying during public or semi-public flights. So for an adversary like Communist China are unable to watch and see how the plane appears on radar, the cross-section of the F-35 is so small, it appears on radar as an object roughly the size of a bumblebee. I thought it was just ridiculous that the Air Force would not know where the plane was located. The U.S. military said Monday it's located the wreckage of the F-35 that crashed over the weekend in South Carolina. Joint Base Charleston, located in South Carolina, said Sunday on social media efforts were underway to locate the aircraft with the help of Marine Corps Air Station Beaufort following a mishap in the afternoon and asked for the public's help in finding the stealth fighter. Personnel from Joint Base Charleston and Marine Corps Air Station Beaufort, in close coordination with local authorities, have located a debris field in Williamsburg County. Joint Base Charleston said in a statement that debris was discovered 2 hours northeast of Joint Base Charleston. I gotta say, this is rather extraordinary. My initial thought was this is a plane that had actually been deployed in Ukraine and it had been shot down or crashed, and now the government had to figure out a way to explain what happened to it, and therefore they went about faking to find the debris in South Carolina. An alternative has been suggested to me, to wit that it might have been shot down with a 50 caliber rifle that could perform semi-miraculous acts, in which case it would be a very difficult situation for the military to sort out what to do about this. The weapon, I understand it, is very, very accurate at great distance. We have this very odd situation, by the way, where Joe Biden This was like back in 2021 was reporting that the U.S. military has, you know, F-15s and nuclear weapons. I mean, F-15s and nuclear weapons, they're supposed to be telling militias not to mess with the government? Just think about it. This is just insulting beyond words. The government is supposed to be there to support the people, not to threaten the people with attacks by sophisticated fighter aircraft and nuclear weapons. And yet Biden was saying that. He was echoing remarks of this Eric Swalwell from California, who had made similar remarks in 2017. Swalwell, of course, notable for his bang bang with Fang Fang. He had a Chinese spy who was working for him with whom he was engaged in sex. Swalwell, in my opinion, has no qualifications whatsoever. He forfeited them to be a member of the United States Congress. But the way the Democrats operate, they just don't give a damn. You can do anything you want. You can even run a crime family, and they'll respond by elevating you to the highest office in the land. Absolutely unbelievable. Absolutely unreal. So, there are many in militias and the like who don't like this attitude. And, of course, I couldn't agree more. I'll follow up on this as well. Meanwhile, speaking of that crime family head, House Republicans have set the date for the first Biden impeachment hearing. This month, the U.S. House of Representatives will hold its first impeachment inquiry hearing. This month, the House Oversight Committee confirmed on September 19th. The first hearing will take place on September 28th, just 8 days from now. The hearing will focus on constitutional and legal questions surrounding the president's involvement in corruption and abuse of public office. The committee also intends to subpoena Hunter and James Biden, James being the brother of Joe, personal and business bank records as early as this week. The Oversight Committee will continue to follow the evidence and money trail to provide the transparency and accountability that Americans demand from their government. I'd say it's about time. We've known Biden was corrupt seemingly forever, but most certainly since the discovery of the Hunter Biden laptop, known as the laptop from hell. So, we ought to have been about our business long before. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has been delivered a ruling that is strong for Donald Trump in a case involving tariffs. The Trump admin decision to enact the tariffs was improper, according to USP Holdings, a company that claimed in an appeal now turned down by lower courts.
Look at all the lovely people. Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
HempPaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at RepublicBroadcasting.org and visit HempPaste.com/RBN.
A situation where Hunter has finally been indicted on three gun charges. Donald Jr. is concerned that it may presage more problems for his father. Special Counsel David Weiss indicted Hunter Thursday on three felony firearm charges. Hunter was charged with one count of a false statement in the purchase of a firearm, one count of a false statement related information dealers are required to collect and keep, and one count of possession of a firearm by an unlawful user of a controlled substance. If found guilty, the crimes carry heavy penalties, including prison. Former President Trump pointed out how they only charged Hunter with the one and only crime his father was not involved in. How perceptive. This, the gun charge, is the only crime that Hunter committed that does not implicate crooked Joe Biden, Trump said. One down, 11 to go. But Donald Jr. is less concerned by the Hunter indictment. Donald Sr., of course, has already been indicted four times. But the timing is what is bothering Donald Jr. The four previous indictments all follow the pattern of coming a day of or directly after a bad legal news emerged about the Biden family. Donald Jr., thus, is wondering whether his father is going to face a fifth indictment to cover for Hunter's bad legal news. Now that Hunter has been indicted, how many minutes until Biden's corrupt DOJ drops another Trump indictment to change the narrative? Donald Jr. tweeted, "It's nice to see something happen. Though this is likely the excuse DOJ will use to pretend they're fair when they give him a slap on the wrist. I think he's got it right. I think he's got it exactly right. Even though the situation is so completely ridiculous with so many charges, that I think it's just beyond the pale to drop more on the Donald. Meanwhile, we have an interview with a brain-damaged Senator John Fetterman, who spoke complete gibberish during an appearance on MSNBC as he recounted his social media fight with Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. But I guarantee you, this guy, MSNBC, Chris Hayes, no less, was interviewing, isn't the real John Fetterman. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Chris Hayes asked Fetterman about a spat he had with MTG over the Senate's decision to ditch its dress code to accommodate man-child Fetterman who dresses like a homeless drug addict. Fetterman shows up to work looking like a slob in a hoodie, and now the Senate is lowering the bar to appease him. Just insulting. I'll tell you, the Senate is a very august body, and it takes its dress code and propriety and decorum very seriously. This is accommodating Fetterman because they're desperate not to lose a vote. This is Chuck Schumer taking an action that ordinarily would never occur. The Senate no longer enforcing a dress code for senators who appease Fetterman is disgraceful. Dress code is one of society's standards that set etiquette and respect for our institutions. Stop lowering the box, MTG said on Twitter, now X. Fetterman responded agreeing. Thankfully, the nation's lower chamber lives by a higher code of conduct, displaying ding-a-ling pics in public hearings. In July, MTG held up explicit photos of Hunter's sex acts during a House Oversight and Accountability hearing. She brought the receipts disclosing Hunter's criminal behavior with prostitutes, possibly involving him in human trafficking violations. But what's more important is they have a whole series of photographs of the different Fettermans. And I got to tell you, there are six different photographs, and not more than two of them are the same guy. If you look, you can just see that. Just look at the ears alone. Fetterman has prominent ears that stick out a bit. Then we got another Fetterman, but the ears are closer and tighter. The face is different. Then we got a third Fetterman with a mustache, the one interviewed on MSNBC, whose ears are virtually pinned back to his head. Then we got as many as three others. I mean, this is disgusting. Here's a tweet. Now there's a community of people online who regularly share images of John Fetterman to figure out whether he's real has been replaced by a body double. We'll have no doubt about it.
Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today. Anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors. Help me.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model Easy 4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Using body doubles is nothing new for the Democrat Party. I've documented Hillary using at least 7, including one I refer to as the Meg Ryan double, another the Meryl Streep double, the third and the best, even used to debate Bernie Sanders and then Donald Trump on the national stage. That was not Hillary. Younger, thinner, healthier, far more attractive. They've developed a voice box, so the voice is indistinguishable from Hillary, but the body is not. You got to see it. And then the New York Times ran a story about Hillary being in the house of her attending 4 different plays on Broadway, and I wrote with photographs. And I wrote to the reporter, said, that was a very interesting story, but none of those were Hillary. Well, if you want to see the documentation, the proof, you want to go to my blog at jameshfetzer.org and under events, right up at the top on the menu bar, under events, you'll open it and see it has false flags and conspiracies 2022, 2021, and 2020. We'll go to 2020 and go to the archive for deception, galore, hate crimes, and more. And you'll not only see proof about Hillary using these multiple body doubles, but also, of course, substantiation of the fact that the guy in the White House today is not Joe Biden, and that Michelle is a man. It's all there. This is one I think you don't want to miss. Deception galore, hate crimes, and more. Meanwhile, AOC and other leftists are calling for Biden to use an executive order to create a climate corps. President Biden is being called upon to create a civilian climate corps through the use of an executive order resurrecting one of the components of the original Green New Deal, with two of the most radical Democrat lawmakers leading the charge. On Monday, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Ann Markey were among left-wing lawmakers that sent a letter to Biden urging him to assign what could end up being a standing army of committed climate zealots rife for the potential of mischief and to do outside of the Democrat process with no debate and no vote. The letter, which is signed by over four dozen other Democrats, coincides with another letter from more than 50 left-wing activist groups calling for the president to create the CCZ with a stroke of his pen. This is a terrible idea. If you actually do research, it turns out that creating electric cars, for example, requires forms of mining and devastation to Earth that far exceed the pollution that comes from the use of gasoline-powered engines. In other words, the Green New Deal is actually more environmentally destructive than anything we have today, and the products, it turns out, are ridiculous. The electric trucks have no traction. They can't pull a load. It takes forever to charge them. You got to sit around on your thumb for 2 hours instead of spending a couple of minutes filling your tank with gas. If they're exposed to water, salt water, for example, it can explode. I mean, this electric vehicle thing is just a catastrophe in every possible way. And it constitutes a form of a cult. Here's Robert Maroon talking about promoting a cult for the good of society. The Netflix documentary, How to Become a Cult Leader, is a must-watch if, like me, you're still mystified as to how our society, which became so hysterical over COVID, then managed to pivot 180 degrees to become just as hysterical about climate change and the science of gender ideology. You know, that new scientific definition of gender as defined by the World Health Organization, because we all know the WHO is the global arbiter of health truthiness. Get this from the WHO. Gender refers to the characteristic of women, men, girls, and boys that are socially constructed. What? You didn't know your penis or your vagina was a social construct? This includes norm, behavior, and roles associated with being a woman, man, girl, or boy, as well as relationship with each other. As a social construct, gender varies from society to society and can change over time. Well, properties that can change over time or differ from person to person are subjective. Subjective. Objective properties are ones that do not change across time and do not vary from person to person. So that definition really is a form of contradiction if it's being used as a basis for making policies that are supposed to be predicated on biological facts. Meanwhile, here's a very disturbing fact. America has officially accumulated 3,000% inflation since the creation of the Fed in 1913. Absolutely stunning. Lots of graphs here showing what's going on, none of which is good. And inflation is only increasing. It's going to get very bad. And with the loss of the petrodollar, it's going to become catastrophic. Meanwhile, Biden's immigration blueprint. A report by the U.S. Government Accountability Office indicates it's a waste of money. The U.S. administration has funneled over $3 billion into Mexico since 2008, aiming to curb drug trafficking and international crime. However, a recent U.S. Government Accountability Office, the GAO, by the way, which is the one objective source of information you can have about the government, suggests these efforts are not yielding the desired results of funds were intended to combat organized crime in Mexico, bolster the nation's legal system, and reduce drug smuggling into the United States. While the report is not about immigration per se, it is of considerable note as the Biden administration has insisted that the best path to resolving the border crisis is to pour taxpayer dollars into troubled countries to address the key drivers of immigration. This report highlights that the situation has only worsened despite years of giving money to Mexico. Governor Abbott has consistently stated that the cartel smuggled drugs, guns, and humans across the border, and that the Biden admin needs to step up. The Biden admin, however, say they're addressing the issue by funneling money to these countries to alleviate why people are fleeing violence, political prosecution, crime, really, maybe economic conditions that are bad. But look how terrible they're becoming right here in the United States. His immigration policies, any way you cut it, are a complete disaster. Meanwhile, we have SpaceX undertaking a lawsuit against the Department of Justice claims of anti-immigration hiring practices as unconstitutional. Now, Elon Musk has gotten the targets of the government because he would not let Ukraine use his Starlink satellite system to provide targeting information on Russian troops in Ukraine. I think Elon Musk did the right thing. He didn't intend for his network of satellites to be adapted for military purposes, and he's declining to allow them to be used for that role. But needless to say, that's pissing off the Biden admin, and so now they're targeting him, and he's having to respond. Bear in mind what we're going on. What we're witnessing here is the Cloward Piven chaos plan. The Democrats believe in flooding the system, creating chaos, grabbing power, and accusing your opponent of misbehavior. This is the ideology of two Marxist professors, Cloward and Piven. As Brandon Smith detailed previously, in the mid-60s, at the height of the social revolution, the line between democratic benevolence and outright communism became rather blurry. The Democrat Party, which controlled the presidency in both houses of Congress, was used as a springboard for social engineers to introduce a new era of welfare initiatives enacted in the name of defending the poor, also known as the Great Society Programs. These initiatives, however, were driven by far more subversive and extreme motivation and have been expanded, alas, by every president since, Republican and Democrat alike. At Columbia University, sociology professors Richard Cloward and Francis Fox Piven introduced a political strategy in a 1966 article entitled The Weight of the Poor, a Strategy to End Poverty. This article outlined a plan they believe would eventually lead to the total transmission of America into a full-fledged centralized welfare state. In other words, a collectivist enclave. This is basically a communist egalitarian society. The spear point of the Cloward-Piven strategy involved nothing less than economic sabotage against the United States. Theoretically, according to the doctrine, a condition of overwhelming tension and strain would be engineered through the overloading of American welfare rolls, thereby smothering the entitlement program structure at the state and local level. The implosion of welfare benefits would facilitate a massive spike in poverty and desperation, creating a financial crisis that would eventually lead to an even greater cycle of demand for a fully socialized system. The desperation would then force the federal government to concentrate all welfare programs under one roof, nationalize and enforce a socialist ideology, and ultimately compact an immense level of power into the hands of a select few. That's what's going on here. Basically, overwhelm the ability of our social safety network to provide and sustain for those in need, bring about its collapse, and out of the chaos that results, introduce a new society where the government controls everything. This is a radically anti-capitalist, anti-entrepreneur. This is a give everybody everything and have it controlled by the central government agenda. Very close to what's classically been viewed as an ideal communist society. That is the plan. Meanwhile, an anti-white academic whose research proved systemic racism is fired for faking data. How about this? An affirmative action academic whose research on systemic racism was widely used to fuel animus against white people had been fired from Florida State University for falsifying data. Eric Stewart, who happens to be black, I add, we have a photograph here, was fired as a criminology professor at Florida State last month because of the extreme negligence found in his studies. His work had been cited by other research an astounding 8,500 times, according to Google Scholar. Stewart also served as a W.E.B. Du Bois Fellow at the National Institute of Justice before being disgraced. Stewart was excoriated by FSU Provost James Clark in a termination letter dated July 13th for the damage his shoddy and irresponsible work has caused to the university and the field in general. The details of problematic data management, false results, the numerous publication retractions have negatively affected the discipline on a national level, not to mention the propaganda he has supported. I mean, it's outrageous. Meanwhile, and get this, Biden in 2015, this is on an End Wokeness tweet. In 2015, Joe Biden said, an unrelenting stream of immigration will make white people a minority in the United States. That's a source of our strength. Sitting beside him is the man currently in charge of the border, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. And if I could, I would play it for you. Oh, here we go. I got it. Stand by. Listen up.
That's a source of our strength. Illegal immigration. Non-stop. Folks like me who are Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of strength.
Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
I look at all the lovely people. I look at all the lovely people.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Is it for all the lonely people? Where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
Well, the Department of Justice and the FBI have discredited themselves. Judicial Watch, headed by Tom Fitton, continue to be a ray of light, illuminating what's really going on in this country, and continue to carry the ball on the death of Tafari Campbell. But Tom Pitton is reporting that the situation had become even more mysterious because of a Secret Service role in covering up what really happened. Here he is talking about it on Twitter.
supporting person. No lifeboat vest was worn. They recovered the paddle board and clothing. Still no contact with missing party. They still have a boat and rescue swimmers in the area. So those are the sorts of documents we show. Let me show you the other big longer report written.
Okay. He's showing these documents.
They honor about 11 p.m. The dive and land search was suspended, et cetera, et cetera. The next morning, it continued, and a deceased Mr. Campbell was located using sonar. So, you know, the reason I show these documents, because, you know, some lunatics online always get upset when we talk about these documents. So where are the documents? Well, here are the documents. I'm holding them, looking at them. And of course, they're always available. But here, my colleague suggested I just show you up front.
Now, what he's reporting is that in this document, they found the clothing separate from the body. What was he, paddleboarding nude? He was reporting he wasn't wearing a life vest. Well, I don't think he was actually in the water. He wasn't paddleboarding when he died. I think that's easy to explain. And they needed sonar to find a body in 3 feet of water. Give me a break. This is all such bullshit. Meanwhile, this is not the only case where a prominent Democrat has taken out someone who posed some kind of threat, as appears to be in that case. Here's a doozy. U.S. federal witness due to testify against Hillary Clinton for drug crimes killed in massive explosion. I mean, the destruction of this home. I mean, it looks like it was hit with a 500-pound bomb. U.S. federal witness Carol Palladino and her husband John Palladino violently killed when a massive explosion obliterated their New Jersey home on 7 July 2018. We'll be back to take your calls.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.